Struggles.
Innovation.
Going all in.
Not holding back.
Mindset.
Being a leader.
Paving their own way.
Putting the real in real estate.
Listing legacies. Selling luxury. You have The Vault.
Unlocking conversations in real estate today.
We are live with The Vault. I'm your host, Jessica Hastings Lesperance, and let me introduce my wonderful co-host, Alexa Miller. Alexa, who do we have on the show today?
Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we have our team member, Kevin Hertog. Welcome, Kevin, to the podcast. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, and thank you so much.
We'll just get started with you telling us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Kevin Hertog. I'm 35 and I am married for 5 years almost. Have an eight-month-old boy, and immigrated in 2011 with my parents and my sister to Canada from the Netherlands. Went to Manitoba for a couple of years, and then made the move to Ontario for more opportunities.
Oh, I love that. I have very so many questions, because I love how you immigrated, and then you're at the Netherlands. So your first language is not English?
No, correct.
Yes.
Wow.
What's your first language?
So I speak Dutch. I live in Holland for 23 years. And I did go to high school once when I was 16. I went to Alberta and kind of learned English there. And from pretty much knowing not much at all to where I am now. Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. I love it. Because I remember passing you, Kevin, one day. You said you're watching TV in Dutch.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. We pretty much jump English, Dutch the entire day. Sometimes a mix up between English and Dutch in a sentence. It's just whatever words comes first and whichever is shorter or easier to say.
I love that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I wish I spoke another language.
Yeah. And you're raising, you know, an 8-month-old in Canada with your background. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be dual. So he'll know English and Dutch right away.
That's awesome. I love it. Okay. So let's dive in from your experience immigrating and then living the Netherlands to Manitoba to Ontario. That's a lot. That's cool.
Yeah. So, my parents had the idea of, you know, we want something else and some opportunities, and they've always loved Canada. And so we tried to immigrate, and we've had our hiccups on the way because it's not easy. And then through people from a town we lived in the Netherlands, we found out a way to immigrate through the Manitoba program. And so we did. And then we were there for a couple of years, but the difference between the Netherlands and Manitoba is so big that we couldn't really settle there. And so we moved to Ontario, because Ontario is a little, it's bigger, but it still has, you know, all these towns, lots of things to do. And we had just a better feeling with Ontario overall.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love it, because you're not afraid of change.
No, I've changed a lot of things. So when we originally moved to Canada, I started as working for a business. They did bike repairs, building bikes and stuff like that. So I did that for a little bit, because really you have to take everything that comes your way, right? You can't really pick or choose, because I don't have an education in Canada, or at least I didn't have one at the time. Did work for a landscaper in Manitoba, and when we moved, I decided to start my own business, and I actually ran my own landscape business with my dad for a couple of years. And in that time, I met my current wife, and she went to school at the time. And so I was like, you know what, it's probably a good thing to go back to school and get my education here in Canada. And so I did. So I did 3 years of George Brown, and got my construction engineering diploma.
Wow, you're amazing. You're inspiring. I love it. Can you talk a bit about, you know, when you're saying you got to take what you want, because, you know, your history is a little bit different from immigrating to, how does that connect in with real estate? Because I do feel there's a connection. So how does that resonate with you?
So kind of explaining it in a long way. You don't really get to your goal in a straight line, really. So starting over again in Canada. Where I am right now, I had a lot of hiccups and changes, but it did help me get me where I am with a lot of experiences throughout the years. And yeah, I think that's currently really beneficial.
Yeah. Oh, in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious. You went from landscaping to real estate. Can you tell us about that journey? Because for everyone listening, Kevin's a new realtor. So yeah, give us the insight on that.
Yeah. So I did landscaping for a couple of years, went back to school, did that for 3 years. And then once I got my diploma, I got a job for an engineering consultant in this area and did that for a couple of years. And what I did was I inspected new developments, so new subdivisions that were going up, like the whole infrastructure, all that. And I learned a lot about like that's part of real estate already. And then from that, I went into actually the building process and worked for a construction company that did all that and was a supervisor. So I know what's in the ground and I know what comes before the house is built. And I know every step of the way when a house is built through my education. And so going from that into real estate, that's kind of how I got there. And I always had the vision of going into real estate, but not really knew how to get there. And this is, I think, in every way that I chose, helping me already moving forward in real estate.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love how receptive you are. I feel like you just change, you adapt, change, adapt. Mm-hmm. I think that shows how you are where you are. And you've been through, like you said, not some easy things. You've been through some hiccups, but you just kept moving forward. And I think it's like the mindset a realtor needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. It changes all the time. I'm already now learning from the months I've been in this industry. And yeah, you adapt every day. And there are so many opportunities there. You just have to find them. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets overwhelming because I see everything as an opportunity and mm-hmm. you're like, okay, focus.
Yeah, true.
That's true.
And how are you liking real estate so far compared to your other?
It's great. I like the job. It's so much variety.
Mm-hmm.
See a lot of different places, meet different people. And I just, yeah, I love that about it. And I love to help people get to their goal. Like I got to my goal that I have. And yeah.
Yeah. You're rocking it. If anyone doesn't know, Kevin is one of our new realtors and he's like blowing it out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like phone calls, auto emails, like Kevin's a man. He's so good at converting.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of effort. I'll tell like new real estate agents like me, it's not going to come easy. Keep going, and eventually you'll get there. But don't give up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And it's really hard right now for new realtors. Like Kevin, mm-hmm. you started in the middle of winter, like you know, in Grey Bruce.
Yeah.
Yes.
His face. Yeah, I know.
And that's already a hard time to start, right? Real estate is not at its peak. And I'm still pretty busy for a new real estate agent. I have lots of appointments, lots of phone calls I have to make every day. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I love that you're showing up for yourself in your business. And it shows. Like every time I talk to Kevin, I have an appointment. I'm showing this person this. So they called and asked this. You know, you've even written a couple of offers, and even though they fell through. But yeah.
Something I want to touch on, and hopefully you're okay talking about it, but so as we're talking, Kevin's a new realtor, but he's already, so where did you go recently on vacation and what did you do while you were there? Tell us about that.
So I was on vacation in Curaçao, which is an island in the Southern Caribbean. It's about 75 kilometers north of Venezuela. And my in-laws have a place there, and someone came up to me and they're like, they actually asked my in-laws, like, "Hey, you know somebody that can maybe help me like advertise my property in Canada because I need to sell it." And of course, we have noticed too, a lot of Canadians are on the island. And she's like, can somebody help me? And she's like, yeah, my son-in-law, he actually is a real estate agent. And so I'll see what I can do. So I went to her place, and I didn't get to help her, but I did that way. Like, I did contact our Keller Williams office in Curacao, and I'm now working together with them to help people in Canada, retirees or people that are looking for an investment, to buy a place there. I have my contacts there. I can help people there. And then the other way around as well, if there's, they would like me to sometimes promote their properties as well in Canada for, yeah. So they need people from off the island, right? Because it's a smaller island. So you're only limited to the advertising on the island. So mm-hmm. International advertising is huge for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like amazing at it. I know at the mm-hmm. Pod Show, you had people left, right, and center. We're getting inquiries now. Like, it's opening up a whole new door for real estate for you.
Well, and it just goes to show the opportunity with real estate globally. Like, you aren't just stuck in Ontario, right? Like, you can go, like, you had kind of inspired me. I'm like, okay, where can I go? I'm going to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk to the Keller Williams there, and I'm going to sell real estate in Mexico one day. Like, I don't know. It's really, really cool. So good for you. That's amazing.
Yeah. We were looking at Costa Rica for a trip, and we were looking at where the offices are. Mm-hmm. And that's how we're deciding our trips now.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's really cool for somebody.
It's great, and you meet new people, and they also have new ideas, and it's mm-hmm. And because it's international, you're meeting people not only from that island, but also people from the States and from the Netherlands, and from mm-hmm. you know, people come there and with more ideas. You have lots of opportunity, more opportunities even.
And I think a lot of people don't know, like, if you're just getting into real estate, you can refer business all over the world and get paid for it. So, like, if you have somebody, you know, moving to the US and you refer them to an agent in the US, you will get paid from that deal. And I don't think a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
So yeah, huge opportunity wherever you go. So good for you. Sure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I love the opportunity, and I love how the connections are made. Like, mm-hmm. you could just be a traveling realtor and pending, like, what the licenses are right. or just do the referral. What I love with Kevin, though, is you're local to the area. So, you know, and can sell because you know where this beach is. Don't go there. You know what part of the island to go and not go. Right. So,
yeah, I've been there for the last 4 years. So I know the island pretty well. And with the realtors that I've met, like, we have such a connection that there's so much help. Like, I have the right people to help make the right decisions, not pick certain places. Lots of opportunity, and the island is growing business wise too, so it's booming, so lots of opportunity for people to invest or get your retirement property there, because it's so low in the Caribbean, it doesn't have the hurricanes that you have further mm-hmm. north.
Yeah. Right. And I love how it was, 30% less expensive than Aruba when we were
in this room? Yeah. Yeah. Because it wasn't explored yet until recently. And so Aruba is full. Everybody's moving to something else, and Curacao is its closest. So, and there's mm-hmm. lots of room to expand. So that's where they're going. So lots of business happening there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's interested in global real estate, in Curacao, Kevin Germain.
Yeah, call Kevin.
Yeah.
Very cool. Let's talk a bit about your biggest success in your career. So I know you're just starting in real estate, but tell us, it doesn't matter what career or path, just talk about what's been your biggest success so far, you think.
I think my biggest success is after all these years that I was out of school. And I said, I'm never going back to school. I went back to school at, I think I was 27.
So true. Wow. We all say this, don't we?
And I got my diploma with honors. I got several awards, had really high GPA. And so that with English being my second language, I think that proves if you work hard, you'll get where you want to go.
Yeah, wow. 100%. Good for you.
I love that so much. There's a really good book by Adam Grant, and he talks about that. It's not about, you know, what people have or don't have. It's the mountain they have to climb to get it. Because we could have people who have less items handed to them, but do the most, right? Yeah. And being an immigrant isn't easy.
Yeah. Like I wasn't a great student back in the day for any means, and doing it in a second language, like it was really hard, but it pays off. Yeah. Hard work.
I'm not good at school and my English is, or my English is my first language. You wouldn't know, would you? Yes, good for you.
That's funny. Okay. What is your biggest struggle you feel in your career? Is that like the Dutch to English, you would say, or?
That's definitely one of them. It's a lot better now than when I first came to Canada. But I think now being into real estate and not having family here, that because I haven't lived here my whole life, right? So a lot of people here that start, they have families. You've been in school with a lot of locals, and I don't have all those connections and all those resources that can help me. I don't have family here. So I don't have, for instance, my uncle that's going to buy his first place through me. I don't have those things. So I have to work a bit harder to find those connections here.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
That's true.
Definitely. Yeah.
And like you're setting such a good example, Kevin, for setting the pace for, you know, when new realtors, even whether or not they join a team or being an individual, like Kevin's showing up, he's doing his calls, he's shadowing, he's reaching out, you know, you're not afraid of anything. You'll do the video, you'll do the write-up. You're just on it.
Yeah. It's all part of it. Right. And I'm not great at Instagram videos, but you have to adapt and change and get used to it.
Yep. What would you say the reason was you chose to join a team was?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I just think going through the whole study process, learning what real estate is and what there's all to learn and how contracts work, I don't think, at least I would never like to start on my own without a team, without all the support I'm having currently, because I don't think you're going to get there as fast as joining a team, because they have all the experience. They will help you because it's the really important documents. If you make mistakes, you can have big consequences. So I think by joining a team, you're kind of learning being an agent a lot better than just going on your own and trying to do it without the help. I think it's going to take you way longer to get where you want to be.
Yeah. So you're leveraging a team, which is smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get where you want to go faster.
That's why I chose a team. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And then also your team, because of the background and the success you guys have had. So it just shows a team does work.
Yeah. Yeah. The model, right? The team model. And there's not right or wrong ones. It's just what I always say is if it's a fit for that person.
For sure.
Yeah.
For what they're looking for. Yeah.
Tell us a bit about your future goals.
So my future goals will be getting my broker's license and eventually, hopefully, if everything goes well, set up a team.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm so excited for you. Yeah. I love it because you have knowledge about, like you said, I know what's in the ground for a house, and now you're learning like above ground and then how to write the contracts. So it's very, very cool how your background's all connecting into the big picture of your vision.
Yeah. Yeah. And once I started in Canada, I never knew where that I was going to end here, but yeah, it's been great. And I learned so many things along the way.
Yeah. I can just see it like Kevin Hitteroff. Did I say it right?
No, hair talk.
Hair talk. Team in Collingwood.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's awesome. It's a nice one. And I love how you're getting your broker too, because it's just extra learning, right?
Yeah.
Skill building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to specialize in anything, or are you just kind of going to sell it all?
Right now, I'm still learning. So you have to kind of take it as it goes, but my ultimate goal is to go and do mostly luxury real estate.
Love it.
And you'll be so good with it too.
Yeah, for sure.
Like you can tell, you know, I love the shirts you wear.
I was going to say, he looks very professional for our podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I love it.
And your business, like you're all business all the time. So you will be very good at it. You will succeed.
I just think looking professional and especially going into luxury, you got to look.
Mm-hmm.
You look the part.
Yes.
You do, right?
Yeah. You have to fit in, right? And yeah, I like wearing this.
Yeah. Well, it suits you. Yeah. What would you tell your past self just starting in your career in real estate? Like, what do you think 4 months ago? Would you see yourself where you are now?
No, because looking online and reading about it, they're like, oh yeah, prepare yourself, not being really busy the first year, but I've been nothing but busy. So that's completely opposite. But I think mainly that has to do with the effort you put in. And in my case, like choosing the right team has been great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're showing up so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So any new realtors out there, you know, considering individual teams, also decide how much you want to show up. Like Kevin said it, like I decide to show up. I'm all in. And I think that's important to have, you know, on that end as well.
Mm-hmm. I want to know, was real estate what you expected in terms of like the workload and the hours you have to put in? Because a lot of people don't understand what the life of a realtor is like.
Yes. Yeah, so most of it, I think because I'm a starting real estate agent, you're on the phone and calling a lot more than maybe eventually you get the referrals from people. But that's just, I think you just have to get through that. And then over the years that will happen.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
By starting that foundation strong. Yeah. Lead generating. Right. Welcome back to lead generating.
It's a lot tougher than I expected, but it's part of it. And that's how you get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's because you get a lot of no's, right?
Oh yeah. A lot of phone calls where people don't pick up. It goes to voicemail 99% of the time, but you just have to keep going. And some of those people will become your client.
Yeah. And that's why Kevin's so good at converting, because he calls multiple times. You know, that's what I admire about you, Kevin, is you're calling that, you know, not the first time, the second, but again, after that.
Yeah. You have to follow up with an email. If you can't reach them, leave a voicemail. You know, everybody likes to connect with people different ways. So you have to kind of adapt that way.
Yeah. That's a good point. I love how, you know, you're so adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Where can we find you?
So I'm on Instagram, kevinhertog.realestate. I have Facebook, and you can, of course, contact me by email, text message, WhatsApp, or just call me.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us and sharing your story with us.
Yeah,
thank you for having
me. We'll have to have you on again talking about Carousel at some
point. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I will for sure do that.
Yeah, global real estate.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a great island. So. Yeah, please do contact.
Yeah, I love it. You're just always smiles when we bring it up. It's great. At some point, we'll go and see it too.
I think we need a business trip to see this island.
Yeah, it's 30 degrees year round, so you're not going to need your jeans.
Jeez.
I love it also, like, you don't need to worry about the hurricanes and that. That was a big one for me when you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the developments are amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And you do want that little bit of a breeze that's there, because otherwise it will get too hot. It's just, it's a great island.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Yes. Thanks again for coming on, Kevin. And we will have you again soon.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Vault. You can find us on Instagram @The Vault Podcast and on all podcast platforms.
See you next episode.